There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About it at porkfest.com, porkfest.com. If we get the chance, I do still want to talk about that Uber story with nearly 500 Uber cars being seized by New York City police.
These aren't Uber cars. These are individuals' cars, right?
Well, that's correct, because Uber does not actually have a fleet. It's the individual drivers who drive their own car. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. But also wanted to, I guess, continue discussion about Virgil's article, Mark, that you brought in tonight from truthvoice.com about the five reasons why people should oppose these police body cameras that are being implemented in some markets, not all of them. I don't know what the current penetration is in major, medium-sized, or whatever, smaller markets. But, you know, they may be happening where you live. You may not even be aware that this is a possibility or something that has been done where you live. So you might want to check on that if this is an important issue to you. Because if you're going to stop these things, if you care about stopping them, then sooner would be the time to act on whatever politicking you need to do to try to have your voice heard by the city council, who maybe will actually pay attention to what you have to say, but don't get your hopes up.
Most likely not.
I mean, that's one of the things that you've gone through a great list here, Mark, and Virgil, of course, you wrote the list of why these things are a bad idea. I still reluctantly support them. And I'll explain that here in a moment. But you've come up with great reasons to be against them. I mean,
a lot of people agree with you, Ian. You know, if you read some of the comments on this, you know, yeah, people are calling me out big time. So especially cop blockers, you know, they're all in favor of police body cam.
Really? I wouldn't think all of them are in favor.
Maybe
of
not
it.
All of them, but a lot of them.
Cop block, right?
Right. But the people don't think about the costs. So the costs are really the biggest issue, you know. And
you don't mean the dollar cost. You mean the cost in your privacy, the cost in the
both. Yeah. Both, right? So who's going to pay for them and who's going to give up privacy? I mean, those are big, good questions, right?
Well, so we know they're going to be taking a bunch of money from people and spending it on stuff. I suppose they could be spending it on guns and bombs, and you know they're not doing that. But all that said, your points are good. They're solid points. These can be used as spy cameras and likely will be tied into some kind of central scanning computer that will scan facial recognition to try to link you up with somebody who's wanted for some warrant. Of course, lots of warrants are relatively innocuous. They're issued because somebody misses court. If you miss court on a parking ticket, they might actually issue a warrant for you. You know, it can help track people via GPS. It's, of course, insecure. Video can help the police. Even with video of police aggression, it doesn't really seem to do a lot as far as holding them accountable. But all that said, of course, having the video of the police aggression is better.
People get rich out of it. A lot of people make a lot of money off body cams.
Right. The Taser International and these other companies that are manufacturing these things for police. So all good points. Let's go to your calls and thoughts on this. Alan is in New Hampshire, also listening in Keene to WKBK. Hello, Alan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Great. Go ahead.
You know, in your last segment, you took Taser International to task, implying a lot of wrongdoing on their part on numerous points.
No, we're not implying. It's clear that CBS actually exposed them for a lot of these actions.
Well, they enumerated how they operated, okay? But there is absolutely no proof that any of it is by any means wrongdoing. They are a free enterprise business. They're entitled.
Can you give, before you go on, Alan, I'd like Virgil to give one example of something Taser has done, allegedly or supposedly proven now. Just to, you know, refresh our listeners who might just be tuning in. So.
Well, the best example is of the police chief, and I believe he was the Albuquerque police chief, where he actually, as soon as he closed the sale, he gave a no-bid contract, you know, to Taser. I think it was a $1.9 million contract.
Are you okay with that, Alan, a no-bid contract?
Well, you know what? If the people, if it was a mutual agreement between the salesman, who happened to be a previous police chief someplace, and an entity that entered into agreement with him without coercion, there's nothing illegal about that.
That didn't answer my question. What I asked you was, are you against these no bid contracts? I understand that it's legal to have a no bid contract. I'm asking you, Alan, how you feel about it.
Well, it depends on whether or not there are other people in the market who are competitive with the product that's being offered.
Are there other competitors, Virgil, besides Taser?
I'm pretty sure that a GoPro camera that's cost $300 at Walmart or Target is better than a Taser-made camera.
Yeah, so there are other competitors in the marketplace, and they weren't given a chance to even bid on that. I mean, that's good old boy cronyism, isn't it? You support
that? I don't know if that is. Are you opposed to free enterprise?
Free enterprise isn't a no-bid contract. Where do you live?
And this is
like some kind of cronyism in India or something like that. No, I am for free enterprise. I am against no-bid contracts.
You absolutely have no idea whether or not their product is superior or inferior to anything that's in the market.
But when you do,
how would we know?
Exactly.
There's no competition, sir.
Well,
free marketplaces have competition so that we find out if products are superior or not. In an area where you have no bid contracts, you'll never find out what's better.
Maybe to your satisfaction, but maybe the people who are involved
to the satisfaction of the people who are being taxed. You said that there was no coercion here.
Can make that decision for themselves.
No, they cannot, because they're taking my tax money at the threat of my home. You said there was no coercion, and I will remind you that they will kick me and my family out on the street if I don't pay property taxes. To suggest that this money belongs to the police chief is just the kind of boot licking that takes this country into fascism.
What the heck does that have to do with buying cameras?
The cameras are bought with tax money. Do I have to take you all the way down the primrose path?
Apparently you do, Mark.
You're a lunatic. You know that? You're a damn lunatic.
Okay, what's lunatic about my point?
What's crazy about wanting bids on a contract? He hung up. Yeah. What's crazy about wanting bids on a contract?
Nothing, I mean, when you're obviously a police chief or a person who works for Taser.
I have never heard anyone defend no-bid contracts before.
Well, he's acting as if the money, this $1.9 million, belongs to the police chief himself. And that would be okay if this is money. But it's not.
No,
that's the problem.
It's taxpayer dollars. And sort of one of the basic things that a government should do to try to at least appear legitimate.
Right.
Like on the show, we know that governments are not legitimate. They're, you know, gangs of men and women who will force their way upon people, whether they like it or not. And they'll use the threat and actual violence to the threat of or actual violence to get their way. I mean, we understand that. But governments, it's very important to them, at least it should be important to them, to put on this auspice of fairness and, you know, to make it appear as though they've done some level of due diligence with the people's money that they've taken by threat of force.
And to suggest that sending these police chiefs on luxury cruises and hiring them as consultants immediately after they sign a contract and when they retire, to suggest there's no connection between these events, it's silly. Come on.
You mean a contractor that just happens to have been a police chief in the past,
right,
giving another giving a customer who is a police chief a trip to Cancun is somehow not the free market?
Complete coincidence.
Contract?
It just happened. It's
ridiculous.
Just happened.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody take the side of a no-bid contract being handed
it's
out.
It's not just a no-bid contract. It'd be one thing if it was a no-bid contract, but it's so much more than that.
Yep.
So you can share your thoughts here, just like Alan did. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Maybe I missed it completely.
What do you mean? What did you miss?
Look, that's what I'm asking the listeners. At 855-450-FREE.
You mean you missed his point?
Explain to me how a no-bid contract is the free market. How a police chief should be able to spend their money however they wish, and that the public, whose money it was originally, in some way should just sanctify this.
Yeah, Mark's face was very red, so you guys.
Well, I couldn't believe the man.
I had to turn the webcam around.
Yep, I noticed,
Mark.
That.
All right, so if you want to call in to answer Mark's inquiry there, our number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're on Alan's side. Maybe you think that police departments should be able to just hand out contracts without taking any other bids from anyone else. Good old boy network all the way, 855-450-FREE, because that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it should be, right? We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. We got more coming up here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you would like to discuss On the way here, if we get the chance, a crackdown on Uber continues, and some terrible news about Uber changing their policy on weapons. Not good at all. We'll get into that if we get the chance. Of course, we'll take your calls first about whatever's on your mind. And we're still talking about police cameras as well, body cameras. And why, according to Virgil Viduva, who is in studio with us here tonight from truthvoice.com, why people should oppose, five reasons why people should oppose the police body cameras. I think there are reasons to support them. We haven't really gotten into that. I've touched on it here and there. But we're going to continue with your calls here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you're online, you should be the one taking the responsibility for your own protection. You can use different services to protect yourself online, and one of the ones I recommend is ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. So global, meaning there are servers all around the world that you can connect to with their premium account. You can get a free account over at proxpn.com/FTL. But what they do is they encrypt your data connection. Now, whether it's your cell phone, your laptop, your work computer, computer at home, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, pretty much whatever you're running, there's likely a way to connect to ProXPN. There's software that you can download at proxpn.com/FTL. You get connected, and you're protected from prying and spying. Your own internet service provider, probably logging the things that you're doing on the internet. Not just your internet service provider, but maybe even criminals who might be trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. Maybe you're sitting at a coffee shop using their Wi-Fi, and maybe the administrator of that Wi-Fi wants to know what you're doing. If you've got ProXPN, nobody knows what you're doing online. In fact, ProXPN doesn't even keep logs of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there for free, but when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. At 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with our discount code. It's FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and then 50, as in 50% off. Breaks down to about $5 a month. An incredible price on great privacy protection. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll start with Luke in South Carolina, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Luke.
Hi. I was just calling about the body cams. I'm actually in the police academy.
Okay.
And they teach us that it's up to our discretion to give tickets. Now, if I'm wearing a body cam and I pull someone over and I give them a ticket, but they have 8 other infractions that I could ticket them for. What I'm going to be worried about is if I'm wearing a body cam, is someone in my department going to look at that and say, why didn't you give this guy 8 other tickets?
That's a good
when
concern.
I really only wanted to give him one.
That's an interesting point.
If we're all wearing body cams, we're going to be worried about this.
Yeah, and here's one thought I have on that. So, for instance, I kind of would like police officers to not have much discretion. I really would like police officers.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I understand where you come from on this one, but I think that we have way too many laws, and that if people actually bore the full brunt of the government when dealing with police officers, that, well, they might actually get participatory in their local government and roll back the...
They'll just pay the fines.
Or really? Just enjoy the abuse.
You think you get 8 tickets and you got a $1,500 fine slapped on you, that people are just going to pay those?
People pay those kind of fines all the time. They get on payment plans. They pay more.
Wow.
So if you can't pay the fine...
Poor people. Once you do that to rich people, then you're going to change your mind.
Well, they don't pick on rich people.
Really?
Well, I see what you're saying.
Rich people get tickets.
You want them to be like robots that don't have discretion, right?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's just a fantasy. That's never going to happen, right? Until you actually do get robot cops, and then we're in a really scary world, aren't we?
This is what he's talking about. If they have cams, then the brass, which I believe is the biggest problem with policing in America, is the management of police.
Well, then I guess it depends on the department then, right? Like, if that's... You know, if Luke, what you're saying is you're worried that the bosses are going to crack down, given the existence of the evidence of more violations that you could have written a ticket for, that speaks more to the people running the department than it does anything else. Like, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, they give warnings regularly. You can look at the police log and you can see every single person that, you know, that gets pulled over by the cops and what the result of that was, as far as did somebody get arrested? You know, was it just a call that, you know, you couldn't find the person that they were telling you to go find or whatever? There's a result. And there's frequently warnings in there. So it's pretty clear, at least here in Keene, that these cops could have given a ticket, but in point of fact, did not. So I guess it just depends on the department.
So the question is, do they keep track of the warnings they give out? Does someone keep track?
It's in the logs.
That's another point. And another point comes to it, like if an 18-year-old has a small bag of marijuana on them, it's up to my discretion to give them a ticket. Now, if it's someone that I could tell is selling drugs, I would give it to them. But if it's someone, some college kid, I wouldn't want to.
Right.
But so, Luke, why not give the drug dealer a pass? I mean, look, I got to say, I appreciate, Luke, that you would
leave. The people get marijuana from somewhere, Luke.
Right. I appreciate that you would let the college kid off. That's cool. But it's probably another college kid who sold him the bag in the first place. You know, I mean, go ahead.
I'm talking about someone who they're out there doing harm, and I've seen them before.
Well, everybody who's got weed got it from somebody who had had bales in a truck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And ultimately, you know, they're moving weight or they're smoking a joint. There's somebody with weed.
Exactly. Luke. Yep.
Go ahead.
I do have a quick question.
Question for Luke.
Luke. So just quick question. What is the attitude in the police academy towards body cams? Can you just, like, quickly, 30 seconds, give us I'm curious, mostly.
To be honest, they're for them because where I'm at in North Carolina, we're for them because it protects the officer.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
In a number of ways. If in my where I'm at, they train us to shoot first if a threat is upon us. If someone think about this. If someone has a gun in their hand and they're pacing back and forth, figuring out if they want to start shooting, should I wait for them to shoot off a shot before
I shoot? Stay away from them. That would be a good step forward.
How about ask them to put it down before you shoot? Well, I think that's a terrible policy.
That's another thing.
That's what got Tamir Rice. The 12-year-old with the fake gun in Cleveland.
I agree with that. I can see where you're coming with that. But take the case in Florida where the man robbed a Walmart for a rifle and was walking around a town shooting it, and a cop hit him with his car. Are they going to get up close and ask him to put it down? That rifle he was shooting can go straight through a car. A police car and...
Well, he was actually shooting this thing. Right. I mean, he was shooting at people.
It's the same thing. If a guy just shot someone and he's pacing back and forth thinking if he wants to shoot someone else...
Okay, if a guy shot somebody, otherwise it could just be somebody who's, dealing with a jam in his gun or something.
We're up here in New Hampshire where it is legal to carry a gun on your hip, and people do.
You can strap a gun to your back legally in New Hampshire, too. Luke, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the perspective from inside the business of policing, if you want to call it that. I really generally don't. But thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. And you can share your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live on police body cameras or the cops in general or anything.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live here on the live Saturday edition, the Porkfest Eve edition of the program, the week-long camping festival put on by the Free State Project yearly here in New Hampshire in the beautiful northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. We'll be kicking off tomorrow and going all the way through the following Sunday. So the 21st through the 28th, we will be there. Virgil's going to be there. Free Talk Live broadcasting live. Lots of other great shows from LRN.FM are going to be broadcasting their programs live. And so many different activities, so many things to do for families, for singles, for couples, whatever. If you love liberty, that's the only qualification to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You'll find over 1,500 people likely who are like you at this festival. And it's a wonderful group of folks.
It's life-changing.
It absolutely is. And something else that could be a change in your life, Fort Galt.
Yeah, what Fort Galt is a community that they're building down in South America, in Chile. And it's for people who want to get out of the United States or have perhaps a bug-out location, or people who, you know, world travelers, entrepreneurs, freelancers, young professionals, small business owners, and their families. You buy in by getting a small condominium. It's just a sleeping room and maybe a desk. They have different sizes. Their smallest unit's $10,000. And you don't need the money all up front by any stretch of the imagination. They only have you pay in as they reach certain benchmarks. And you get this unit. Now, there's lots of communal spaces inside this, and that's really where the collaboration goes on. The idea is to create a community as much as, a building. And I think you should check it out because their video is well worth seeing. They have a really well done high-end video and a great website. It's very well done. FortGalt.com. FortGalt. So as in John Galt. FortGalt.com.
All right, let's continue here. You can share your thoughts, bring up anything that you would like to discuss. Let's go to, and we've been talking about police body cameras, for instance. Jason is in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
You guys kind of confuse me sometimes, though. You guys are advocates for ordinary citizens for their encounters with police officers, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of what they do over at copblock.org, which is encouraging average folks
this was the first big promotion the CopBlock
had. We were around helping promote them back in the day. But yeah, holding people accountable, holding the police accountable by recording video. So yeah, I would say all three of the hosts on this show support that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody. Mark, you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, go ahead, Jason.
Okay, yeah, and forgive me if I go over something you've already been through. I tuned in at the end of the list.
No problem, go ahead.
It would seem to me that, police officers wearing those cameras would say, oh, I'm on camera, I better not do that. It would hold both sides accountable where, you may have a citizen accuse the officer of rape that would, that would alleviate that accusation. For both sides, it seems to be a thing. And also maybe the money they spend on that is the less money that they're out spending on MRAPs and, all these other,
They get the MRAPs for free, but the Homeland Security gives them the Bearcat.
They give them grants.
They'll always find the money if they need it.
But no,
I
think Jason's making some good points, and I'd like to clarify that earlier we were reading, Virgil, your article about five reasons to oppose police cameras, but I think there are reasons to support them as well. Like a lot of technology, this is a double-sided sword, and there are reasons on both sides of this. There's not one, right or wrong position here, I don't think, and I think that it can protect average folks and it can protect the police. And look, the police, not all of them are monsters, right? Like they're people who are
by no means.
There are people who are in roles that we disagree with, that are doing things that we might not always agree with as far as what they're doing. But in a lot of cases, they deal with some scummy people, right? And some of those scummy people are going to tell lies about those cops and what those cops allegedly did to them. But if there's video, then that might actually save money on lawsuits. I mean, you want to talk about saving money if this amount that they've spent on these video cameras prevents multiple suits from being filed against the department. That could, in the long run, save taxpayers' dollars.
Would it not be easier, though, to push the responsibility of recording the cops onto citizens and teach them how to record? That way we take the camera away from the cop. We take the ownership of the video away from the government.
It's by no means a labor-saving device, though,
it
right?
It is not.
It's sending out citizens on the streets to watch their government bureaucrats.
No.
Jason, any other thoughts you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
You can't always count on another citizen to be there or...
True.
A third party to take care of that for you. I also had a question about you guys advocate for completely open borders. I understand that either because the reality is that there are people in the world that wish us harm and...
Yeah, a lot of them are in Washington, D.C. They're already here.
That's true.
Sorry.
But I would like to know who comes in and out of my house.
Isn't your house, and you don't have a right to know who comes in and out of my house, do you?
Well, no, but America is my house.
That's a silly thing to say. I mean, it's a plot of land. It's an arbitrary plot of land defined by, men who are long since dead. And I'm sorry, I don't trust the police state to keep me safe from the evil folks who are out around the world who want to do harm to me. It's the people here in the United States calling themselves the government that I have the biggest concern of. They're the ones who are regularly threatening me. They're the ones who are threatening peaceful people and who are arresting peaceful people. And they're already here. What do we do about them?
That's an issue in and of itself.
Yeah, you want those people to run your borders because they're the ones who are running the borders. Right, those people who are going to threaten and hurt peaceful people are the ones running the border, supposedly protecting you. It's all a farce. It's security theater.
When you turn over the immigration to the government, the first thing you have to say is that the government's doing a good job running immigration with the amount of people it's bringing in. And I think that the first thing we can say about the government is it doesn't do a good job of anything. So we don't know the right amount of people to come into this country. We know that that people coming into this country are good for the economy. They spend money. They buy things. They may send some money home. There's no doubt about it. But who's to stop me from sending money outside of the country, too? You send money outside the country every time you buy something from Walmart.
Right, right. And that's the only immigrant in the show, I believe, right? You guys have not immigrant. Yeah, I think I've experienced this firsthand. It's a terrible experience. The government is terrible in managing the immigration process. And honestly, the statement that America is my home is ludicrous on its face, because I'm pretty sure it was the home of someone else before we got here. So I think that's a little bit, confusing to a lot of folks to hear that.
Right, but I currently live here at this moment in Virginia, in the United States of America. So would that not be a larger representation of my home? And I'm not advocating for more government regulation or anything like that. That's the farthest thing from
If you're advocating for the government getting into immigration, because the only way they can control immigration, because at this point they can't handle the borders, so they've got to do, they do random checks, but they're already doing that within 100 miles of the border. So you're advocating for random checks of citizens who are just going about their days, and then after that, they're already going into businesses, demanding paperwork from small businesses, adding a huge amount of work on small businesses that don't need that extra work, just to be able to find out, Carl, how many of the evil Mexicans are you hiding in here? And, the only thing left is knocking on your door and going through your closets, dude, looking for Mexicans.
I think you misunderstood me. I'm not advocating for random checkpoints. I'm saying...
But you've got them.
Wait.
You have random checkpoints. But you have random checkpoints.
I disagree with that completely. I believe that's
so you want to somehow restrict immigration. Hold on. How can you want to restrict immigration and at the same time believe that you're not going to have greater government?
I'm saying that I think that it's too hard for people that wish to go through the process legally to get in. However, I do believe that there has to be some sort of vetting process where you don't allow, known terrorists, people like that.
But the only way to find out if people who aren't vetted are in the United States is to have a total police state. And I see on one side you're saying you don't support that, and thank you for that.
They can't stop dishwashers from coming across the border. How are they going to stop terrorists?
Jason, good call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight here. There's a lot to learn on this issue, and I'd recommend some online resources. Libertarian, just going to search for borders, open borders. And
Openborders.org will tell you how to double the world GDP in 1 year.
Nice. All right, 855, 453.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live on this live Saturday edition here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you support the show here on Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do to support us more directly is to shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Links are there to Amazon, and you can enter those Amazon links to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US, and then get your shopping done. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple. Same great prices you're used to. So just go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
If we're going to go into this immigration thing, which was sort of what was brought up in the last segment, I intend
to go on with some phone calls here, but what do you want to say?
I just want a couple of caveats thrown out, because our position often gets misinterpreted, because we take the calls before we talk about things in so many cases.
Uh-huh.
Right. Nobody wants immigration in a country where you've got to pay for people coming in, right? Like, nobody wants to say, hey, let's bring in more welfare recipients.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be for that sort of immigration. I'm not. But let's remember, this isn't a fault of the immigrants. This is a fault of the welfare system.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a bowl of milk out every morning outside of your doorstep, do not get angry if stray cats come by and drink the milk. You're putting the milk out. It's your fault for putting the milk out, not the cat's fault for eating it. And so this is really important. Obviously, America's adventurism around the world is a big issue, too. So I don't think that people should be responsible for paying for the welfare of immigrants that come here. And I don't think the United States should be, creating terrorists around the world that want to come in and kill us.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. So we've been mostly talking about police cameras tonight, the body cams, and whether or not they are a good idea. And there's some real reasons that people should oppose them, but I think there's also some reasons to support them. We'll dig into it further here, but you can also bring up anything you want. Greg is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Greg.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Greg. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I wanted to bring up the point that you had earlier about a no big contract.
Yeah, this was an example that Virgil had given. He wrote the article about the police cameras over at truthvoice.com about the taser company being given a no-bid agreement, at least one that you know of.
There's probably
a bunch
many
of them,
more, yeah.
But, yeah, by police department. Go ahead.
Right. And I'm not trying to be antagonistic with this question. Have you, either of you, sourced or contracted goods or services from either the private or public sector?
Yeah.
Okay.
I currently work for an organization where I'm responsible for reviewing contracts on a regular basis. So the answer is yes.
Okay.
I'm not a government employee though, so.
No. I'm just saying, like I said, I'm not trying to be antagonistic. I'm just trying to get your view on this subject. There are times when you want gadget Y. As a department head, and you have a budget, it's regardless of the source of the money, you just have a budget.
Sure,
and
but you wouldn't call that the free market, though. Would
but
you?
Wait a minute, regardless of the source of the money, in this case, we're talking about taxpayer dollars.
Right.
But regardless of the source, shouldn't you be concerned with being under that budget and being as far under that budget as you possibly can, and getting a good product for the dollar? Shouldn't you be concerned with the value for what you're getting?
Absolutely, either side of that equation, whether it's tax money, obviously you have, I believe, a more onerous approach to that money, but whether it's tax money or investor money, you have a budget. You cannot, as a department head, increase your budget. Here it is. Here's your budget.
The budget has nothing to do with this, though. This is all about the idea of giving someone the opportunity to enter into a contract with you and giving them money, basically, without any bid or without any competition.
Yeah, my frustration with the gentleman who called in was he used terms like no coercion, which, of course, tax money is always gotten with coercion, and he used the term free market, and in the sort of the same breath as no-bid contracts. And these are, you know, these things shouldn't be used this way. Certainly, a department head. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're absolutely right. We're colluding way too many terms when a department head, whether government or private, goes out to spend their budget, they have certain requirements. And you know what? When I need gadget Y, I need gadget Y. It is not my objective as a department head to go out and create innovation.
I'm sorry, I'm just to interrupt you here. We're not talking about you innovating. We're talking about you as a department head opening up a bid process as a government entity, which is what the police department is, and opening up a process where more than one company can come in, present their product, present their offer for what it would take to outfit the department with police cameras. Doesn't that seem like the fiscally prudent thing to do?
No. And why?
You go through an assessment process. You make sure you choose the right device and the best device for your team.
Apparently not. He's
going
to explain why not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Sometimes, and not always, it's very easy to research the marketplace for what you need. And, man, this gadget is it. It's the only one.
Mm-hmm. You're presuming that the police chief did all this research and found out that this was the best option in the market, and he is so absolutely sure of it that he is not even willing to listen to anyone else, right? That's what you're arguing for?
No.
Because that's what we're talking about. When it's a no-bid contract, you're not listening to any other offers. You just made a deal with Taser International because somebody scratched your back with a free vacation or something like that, and you cut this million-dollar deal. Where's your evidence?
CBS News.
Right. These guys are currently, a lot of these former police chiefs who have written and signed contracts with Taser, they are currently working for Taser International. That's their payback. It's a scheme. It may not necessarily be legal, but it's highly unethical from what I can see. Do you not believe this is unethical?
No, I agree that it's highly unethical. but I'm not willing to use the wide paintbrush to say all not no big contracts. We call them zero price contracts. It just depends on which side of the pendulum you're on, whether you're on the government side or the private side. They all do it, and it's for a reason.
Just because they do it. Yeah, the reason is you enrich your good old boy buddies. That's what the reason is. It's the good old boy network from top to bottom.
No.
And thank you for the call tonight, Greg. You can deny it all you want. You can deny it all you want. There's a good old boy network out there, and every government has it, whether it's a big government like New York City or a little government like Keene, New Hampshire. There are certain people in industry who get contracts. They're more likely to get contracts, or they get no-bid contracts, which means they can pump up their prices as much as they possibly can within the budget, and then get.
It seems like government contracts are always more expensive than private market ones, and you wonder when they're buying 420 cameras for $1.4 million where all that money is going,
right?
When, like Virgil said, a GoPro camera is significantly less costly.
I am amazed that we've now had two people call in tonight to defend the practice of not listening to even a single other offer and having no bid contracts within government.
Okay,
amazing.
So I'm
going to
defend it, and I'm going to do a better job. My fire chief buys Minotaur radios. Okay.
Okay. Two-way radio?
No. Well, they're not always two-way.
Okay.
Some of them are just one-way
alert radios.
Yeah. They look like little pagers, and then the officers get the big radios. Now, if he's going to get, say, he's going to get another five radios or whatever. And for this, for us, that's a big deal. We got 20-something people in the fire department. So he has to get five radios or something like that. He's not going to bid that contract because they have to be Minotaur.
Well, duh, you already have that system.
Right.
We're talking about when the original system was bought was when you need to put it out to bid, right?
Sure. And that's when you should be finding out which radios are going to work for you and that sort of thing. But, you know, in that case, that's a no-bid contract.
Yeah, but it's not the same situation. That's just you're reordering parts in that case for an existing contract. Not even the same jurisdiction at all. So if you want to call and defend the practice of no bid contracts, giving contracts out to your buddies in government, when you're in the government, rewarding your friends who are in the industry, whether it's the people who construct the roads, whether it's the people who are making these.
Isn't this
cameras?
How the mob got started with no bid contracts on trash pickups? At least that's what the rumor is.
Well, that's what we're talking about here,
right?
Isn't it? I mean, the government is the mob. That's basically what they do. I understand they provide some valuable services like clearing the roads and, you know, fixing them every now and then. And, you know, there's a fire service. I'm not saying that everything they do is a bad thing, but it's just a basic part of trying to look legitimate. They have to try to look legitimate. Otherwise, they'll lose their aura of legitimacy. And if people don't see governments as legitimate, then they'll start to see them as criminal gangs, which is what they, in point of fact, are.
Right.
And so the more they do things like no-bid contracts, the more it looks bad for them. So, I mean, to some extent, we should support the no-bid contracts because it makes them look bad. But obviously, we can't do that because that would be, you know, dishonest with ourselves. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.